One of the very popular games between young people are to sit in front of the computer and playing like a race driver. And in my world, I have to admit that if I approximately have been half an hour or something in front of the computer screen in order to try to play a race driver, that's all. It doesn't work for me. But beside of me is a guy who are not only one of the best in front of a computer screen when it's come to racing, but also one of the best racing drivers in GT racing nowadays. And you better have to say your name yourself in proper Spanish.
Hi, I'm Lucas Ordóñez, first GT Academy winner and works driver for Nissan.
And then I have to explain what GT Academy is and why I'm speaking with you. GT Academy is a competition which Nissan established 5 years ago, and the purpose was to try to find, to try to develop young people who was sitting in front of this computer playing like a race driver, and try to see, are there some talented race drivers in front of these computers who are able to develop themselves into proper professional race drivers. And you are actually the very first winner. The competition has grown enormously, and it is covered by Eurosport, and I've had the opportunity also to commentate some of these transmissions. Tell me, when I'm sitting in front of this screen, I need the feel of the car. I simply cannot transfer this speed from the screen to the real world. How do you do that?
I understand what you feel, no? Many F1 drivers with lots of experience in F1, they don't feel the car in the simulator, and they struggle to develop a simulator and to drive fast. But I don't know, it's all about experience, it's all about to focus on the screen, because obviously, as you said, you don't have G-force and you don't have the feedback of the car, so you have to feel the car with the steering wheel, with the force feedback of the steering wheel and with the pedals, and obviously with the physics of the software, in this case the Gran Turismo simulator. And it's not easy, but it's all about experience and training as in real life.
Yes, and I'm quite sure that if I was, instead of talking with you, I was sitting in front of that screen, if I was practicing for weeks or months or something, maybe I could be a proper computer screen driver. But on the other hand, you started in front of the computer and you developed yourself. How is the difference from this computer to the real life? Try to describe the way from the computer screen to the real world.
It's not easy, no, and it's not magic, but obviously simulation really helps to learn tracks, to learn how to make the best line on a corner and the brake references. So when you get a real race car, you know, everything is pretty similar, but obviously you have the risks of an accident, you have the risk of making mistake with the gearbox, with the clutch, so it's more complex, obviously. But fortunately I had a good team supporting me and to develop as a driver since the beginning. And I learned quick, I listened to everyone on the paddock, and I tried to be as fast as I could, and with the simulator really helps you to train your reflex, to train your burst lines, to understand the cars, no? And obviously with a real car you have to work really hard to understand the physics and the G-force of the car.
If you just go 5 years back in time and you were sitting in front of that computer and you had your normal study, you were studying business economy in Spain, and suddenly you got this opportunity. I think it was some of your dreams to be a race driver, but you were not able to practice that dream, to realize that dream. You didn't drive a go-kart around and something like that, because all these things were quite expensive. But in front of the computer, when you have invested a few hundred euro or something, then you can suddenly be a race driver. Have you ever been thinking that this should be a start on a professional career?
Never, no. Obviously, when I entered the competition, I was focused on being one of the best, but I knew that there were 25,000 people trying to win the prize, and I was not expecting to win. I was expecting to be fast on real, to be fast on the training, on the fitness test, but obviously I had to work really hard on the simulation, on the Gran Turismo, to be and to achieve the European final. And obviously it was a surprise for me to beat all of the competitors and to become the first GT Academy winner.
Do you have some good advices? Because I know approximately 2 million people has actually tried to do the same thing that you did, but they were not as good as you are. Could you try to propose them? What should they do in order to be as good as you are?
Now GT Academy is a big program and thousands of people are trying to win it, and they training a lot in terms of fitness, training on the Gran Turismo to be fast on their region, in my case in Spain. And obviously they have to be committed to this. No, it's not easy. It's a big change in life, so you have to make sure that you can work as a racing driver and to stop doing what you've done before, and just work really hard and to listen everyone around you to learn and to be better.
And now you are part of this Nissan team, and you have been competing in Le Mans and Dubai 24 hours and races like that. What is your future?
Well, my future at the moment is not confirmed. They're still on the plans, and you know, this economic situation is making things tougher and more difficult, but we are working on that, negotiating everything, and we'll see if we can have a drive this year and to try to win Le Mans this year.